Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 o'clock p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel varies. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies and mild temperatures. Tel Aviv sees a pleasant breeze along the coast. Haifa remains sunny and warm, while Eilut basks under bright sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, an Iranian analyst, Trita Parsi, warns that Lebanon is burning and the Strait of Hormuz is boiling as tensions rise. This comes from Ma'ariv earlier this hour. Also, Syrian soldiers aim to maneuver deeply amid other regional tensions. Walla reported on this development 2 hours ago, highlighting unrest in the Golan Heights. Also this hour, a new Jerusalem basketball team honors 6 hostages slain by Hamas. The Times of Israel shared this story earlier today. Separately, accusations arise in southern Yemen. A Yemeni source claims Saudi policy has enabled Houthi advances. This comes from Israel Hayom just this hour. And finally, the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge. Netanyahu warns Iran against any intervention, as reported by Ynet 40 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Oseran, a Middle East correspondent, reported minutes ago that Iraq's Prime Minister Ali al-Zaidi dismissed an operations commander. This comes amid Iranian-backed militia activity. Al Arabiya English posted that Lebanese President Joseph Aoun visited Nabatieh unexpectedly. This area has seen recent Israeli strikes resulting in casualties. Mark Dubowitz shared earlier today that his favorite podcast for the new year is Ask a Jew. He describes it as both hilarious and soul-enriching. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran, Trita Parsi's stark warning about Lebanon and the Strait of Hormuz underscores escalating regional risks. Ma'ariv reports the breakdown of a memorandum of understanding, revealing Tehran's demands for a ceasefire. This could further strain relations and impact international shipping lanes. Turning to Syria, tensions in the Golan Heights are rising as soldiers prepare strategic maneuvers. Walla highlights how the Syrian front remains unstable despite other regional distractions. This move could complicate Israel's defense strategy along its northern borders. Meanwhile, a new basketball team in Jerusalem, Hapoel Hashisha, pays tribute to 6 hostages killed by Hamas. The Times of Israel shares how these players honor the victims' memory through sport, fostering community resilience in the face of tragedy. In southern Yemen, accusations against Saudi policy suggest complicity in Houthi advances. Israel Hayom reports concerns over Bab al-Mandab, a critical maritime choke point. This development could shift power dynamics and threaten global oil routes. Finally, the Israeli Defense Forces have successfully dismantled Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge. According to Ynet, Prime Minister Netanyahu warns Iran against interference. This decisive action strengthens Israel's security posture and sends a clear message to Tehran. Turning to business and markets. First, a winery in Israel converted to a military base after October 7th is now resuming operations. Ma'ariv Business reports Yosef Saida and his sons are reclaiming the Loria Winery, marking a hopeful restart for their family business. Separately, the Roloff and Yonai Law Office in Israel continues to thrive after decades of legal service. Israel Hayom Business highlights the firm's ongoing success amid evolving real estate challenges. And finally, a strategic agricultural plan is under scrutiny. Walla Business reports on concerns over Israel's Minister of Agriculture's long-term proposal, which faces criticism from the Treasury for potentially undermining food security. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 o'clock p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.